Our scripture readings this morning are first from Psalms 121, 7 and 8, and John 16, 33. Psalms, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. John 16, 33. I have told you these things, so that in my heart you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Lord, we thank you once again. We just thank you for this time of ministry. I ask that you would speak through me, God, that my word would be a blessing to those who are speaking or who are here listening and those who are listening by podcast. We pray a special prayer over them. We thank you for giving them the mind to tune in to hear the sermon each week. And we ask that you would bless them and meet them at their very point of need. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My throat is extremely dry this morning, so I may have to take a few drinks, but I just thank God again. I thank him for being here. I'm excited about our topic today, our subject today. I'm coming from the subject, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. And it's an old song that I remember. I can hear the saints singing. That's what we called them in the church I grew up. I can hear them. And a mother is what we would call the senior members of the church. We call them our church mothers. And she would jump up. One of them would jump up and they would sing, "Church, I don't know what I would do without the Lord." And we'd be like, "Yes, yes, what would I do?" She'd say, "Church, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and I see just how good the Lord has been to me, church, I don't know what I would do without the Lord." And we would just be so happy because it's so true. But when I was a kid, I didn't think about it, but I just liked the spirit, the feeling, you know. I was a kid, yes. And we just loved it because that's how we had church. But I was driving, well, actually, I was in a service last week, and someone sang that song, and it became so real to me. While I was sitting there, I could feel what those old mothers used to think, what they were feeling when they would get up and sing that song. And I was like, "God, I don't know what I would do without you. What would I do without you?" And I started to really just start to think and thinking back over my life. And I was like, "Oh, God, what would I have done if you hadn't stepped in when I was 3 years old and I was hit with the bat? I was hit in the head with the bat. I could have, you know, literally I could have, that could have been it. You know, if it didn't kill me, it could have took all of my senses. But he was there. What would I have done without him?" That's what I just began to thank him. And I had a whole walk down memory lane. And I remember when I was 5 and I was burnt with hot coffee. I was like, "God," and I could really remember it. I could, like, in my head, I could go back to that moment. You know how you have pivotal moments in your life? That was one of them. And I was like, "God, I could have really been scarred for life because it was boiling hot coffee and it's, you know, it got me on the side and not in the face." And so I'm like, "God, what would I have done if you hadn't been with me? What would I do without you? What would I do? You make a way for me when I need you. You are there. You hear me in the midnight hour when I'm crying out to you for whatever it may be." I said, "God, what would I do?" I said, "Boy, that song is starting to really come to life for me. What would I do? Where would I be if he wasn't on my side? Where would I be if God wasn't on my side?" And then that scripture popped in my head. So let's read that scripture from Psalms 124, 1 through 8. And it said, "If the Lord had not been on my side," let Israel say, "if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us," have you ever experienced that? But you know God was on your side. Someone was out to hurt you. They said mean things about you. They attacked you, but God was on your side and helped you walk through that journey. "They would have swallowed us alive with their anger, flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It just makes me think, where would I be? That's what he's telling Israel. Where would you be? You would be swallowed up without the Lord. Where would I be without him if he wasn't on my side? What would I do? Have you ever really thought about it? Have you ever had that moment where you're kind of like, you know, that was God. God did that for me. Man, if he hadn't stepped in right then. I was thinking about my son used to go to school at Bellevue Christian Academy over in Bellevue, not just right over, but way deep into Bellevue at Bellevue Assemblies, I think it was the name of the church. But he went to that academy, and so I would have to take him. I've always lived here in Council Bluffs, so I would have to take him to Bellevue to go to this school. And we were driving, and it was a snowy, snowy morning. And we probably should have even stayed home, but I'm like, nah, you going to school today. So we get in, and we're heading towards Bellevue, and right at the 13th Street exit on I-80, we got right there, and the van spin around, just spin in the middle of the highway. And a truck, I don't know if I should swear, but I just believe with all of my heart that God, he protected us. That truck should have drove right through us. But somehow it was an 18-wheeler and he should have drove right through us. But instead we just spun around and we're looking. We look up and we're still sitting there. And all I could do was thank the Lord. Where would I have been without him on our side? My mom would have had to pick us, you know, come and get us. We would have been gone, but God was on our side. Have you ever felt like that? Have you had those moments where you know, I know that was God that saved me. I should not have walked through that. I should not have made it out of that circumstance, but I know it was God that saved me. Where would I be? Where would I be without him? Without him? What, you know, the decisions that we make, even when we don't make the best decisions, he's still right there by our side, and he walks us through the mess that we make, because we make the mess sometimes, and he walks us right through it. Where would we be without him? Have you ever just thought about it? I really want you to. That's why I keep saying that. Think back over your life and think about what he has walked you through and where you would be had he not been there, had his hands not been on your circumstance. It makes me think of Ruth. That's one of my favorite stories because my mom called me Ruth. And so it's one of my favorite stories in the Bible, but it's because of how God walked her through her life's journey. How because he was on her side, she lost her husband, and in her mother-in-law, who she loved like her mother, was leaving and going to go back to her hometown. And Ruth was like, nope, I'm going with you. Had God not been on her side, can you imagine what her story would have been? As it stands, her story was she is the great-grandmother of David. No, not David, I'm sorry. Yeah, of David, okay. I have to think, I tell the story all the time because it's one of my favorites. But that she's in that line, she's in Jesus' line. Had she not listened and God not been on her side when she felt that the loss of her husband at such a young age, and she had just not followed her mother-in-law, where would she have been? But God was on her side. He had a plan, and that's the point I'm making today. He has a plan for you. He's on your side. Where would you? I can see those older ladies in the church. I can see those church mothers saying, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. What would I do if he wasn't on my side? If he wasn't guiding me and directing me and protecting me and having a plan for me to walk through? Where would I be? Where would you be? Where would you be if the Lord hadn't been on your side? All these years, all the things that you've gone through, where would you be had he not been your comfort in a time of loss? Where would you be if he had not been your victor in a time of need when you needed him and he stepped in for you and made a way? Where would you be without him? Psalms 121, 7 and 8 said, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. He's watching over us. He's taking care of us. Isn't that good to hear? That scripture just kind of made me happy to know. Yeah, he does. And now and forever, not just this week, not just this month or this year, but forever he's watching over us. He's caring for us. It doesn't mean we're not going to go through things, but it means he's going to be there to help us walk through those things that we go through. I've been revisiting, of course, my cancer journey, and I think of how he walked through that with me, how he walked through that journey with me. Every chemo I took, every radiation, I felt he was right there with me, walking me through that journey. And I know you all have, you have stories. If I would just pass the mic, do a pass the mic, I know you could all tell me where, how you feel. Where would I have been without him? Had he not walked me through that journey? Had he not held my hand? Had he not been my comfort? Have you ever had him be your comfort? You know, when you're just like kind of distraught, but then all of a sudden you just feel like a peace hug just comes over you. That's him. Where would we be if he wasn't on our side today? What would we do? How would we make it? I can't make it. I can't make it without him. I just can't. I get up every day and I'm like, God, I thank you. And I've just been extremely thankful this last month since we've come into January. It's like he keeps reminding me of just how good he is. And I start to think, and we were, Cherish and I were somewhere, I can't remember where, but it was so, so cold. It was just one of those really, really cold days. And I said, Cherish, aren't you glad we're warm? I said, we have to be thankful. I start to try and teach her that, to because she gets a lot because she's one kid in a big family. And so I try to teach her to be thankful. And I said, you know, we're thankful, aren't we, that God is keeping us, that we're warm here. We're thankful. And, you know, just trying to remind her of the things that we take for granted. But where would we be? Where would we be if he wasn't on our side? What would we do without the Lord on our side? Isaiah 43, 1 through 2. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. He knows who you are. Isn't that amazing? He knows us. He knows my name. It's a song that says that out there. And in the song, it just says, he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows me by name. That means he knows everything that we're going through. He knows what you're going through. He knows what troubles you. He knows what makes you joyful. He knows you. And that's what he's on our side. Just think, having someone who knows you, who's on your side. You couldn't ask for anything better than that. Some people know you and they know just how to get you. You know, they know your weak point. They know what irritates you and they try it. But this is awesome, knowing that we have someone who knows us. He knows us by name. The word says he knows every hair on our head. That's wonderful to know we have him. He's on our side. That person who knows everything about me is on my side. What would I do without him? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. He's telling us no matter what you go through, he's not saying that you're not going to walk through the water. He's not saying that you're not going to go through the river, that troubles aren't going to come, because troubles are going to come. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, the word says. But he said he'll deliver us from every last one of them. He's going to walk with us. Where would we be without him? What would we do? Church, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I just don't know. I just don't know. My sister and I were talking about it. That's how our mom raised us, you know. So we walk on faith of those seasoned saints. That's what we call them. We walk in that kind of faith because that's how she raised us. I don't know what I would do. I seek him every morning for my day. What shall I do? I have plans. I have schedules. It's always booked. But I seek him first before I start that day because I want him walking with me. I want him making the way for me, making my journey, my crooked places straight. I want him doing that. Where would I be without him? Do you feel like that? Yeah, we feel like that this morning. All right, I'm almost done. Because I'm super excited. I just couldn't wait to get here to talk about this one today. Because I just love the Lord. I really love him. He is my friend. And I don't know what I would do without him. I don't know what kind of life I would have. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful we were raised in it. But I'm thankful that even at that age, I chose to walk with him. That I was like, I could see, oh, I'm making a mess of life. I need God's guidance. I need him. And so I'm just so thankful. Like I said, I was kind of joyful this morning to get here to talk about it. So I hope I'm not boring you, but I just really love the Lord, and I just don't know what I would do without him. I just don't know where I would be. I don't know that I'm so thankful that he helps me make the right decisions. I'm so thankful that his hand is in every area of my life, that even when I don't make good decisions because I do it on my own, he's right there to clean it up for me. Come on, girl. That's good. Come on, get back up. You can make this. My final scripture today is John 16:33. And he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Isn't that awesome to know you have him? He's overcome the world. You're going to have troubles. He's telling us that. We're going to walk through things. There's going to be things that happen. We're human. We're in a human world. But he has overcome the world. That's something that we can, when we fear and we look at TV and we look at, you know, the news and we all of that, and we see that, you know, the world's kind of in an uproar. He said, there's going to be trouble, but I have overcome the world. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you. And he told us, I like that scripture because he said, you can go to that scripture and find peace, knowing that. And that does give me peace, knowing that no matter what it looks like out here, he's overcome the world and he's on my side. The God that overcome the world is on my side. He chose me. He chose you. He's on your side. What would we do without him? Where would we be? I was thinking of Miss Shelley. She and I were sitting and talking. I hope you don't mind me sharing, Shelley, but it's all good. It's all good. We were sitting and talking, and she said, I've been through this before. She said, I've been through troubles before, is what she said. And we always come out. God brings us out. And that was so encouraging me. I looked at her. I said, yes, that is so true. We've gone through things before. And God always walks us through the journey. That was encouraging to me. I was there trying to encourage her heart. She encouraged me. Yes, we've been there. We've been through things before. And God always brings us out. Amen. He brings us out. He walks us through. So as I'm coming to the end here of my sermon, that I'm so joyfully, I hope, relaying to you, because I feel joyful about it. I have just been feeling so, and singing that song all week, I could hear the saints, the old saints singing those songs. I don't know what I would do without him. Where would I be without the Lord on my side? Where would I be? What would I go through without him? Knowing that no matter what trouble comes my way, he said it, I'm with you forever. It's one of my absolute favorite scriptures is that he's with us forever, always, until the very end of the world. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Yea, I am with you always until the very end of the world. He walks with us through that whole journey we call life. And you can put your trust and your hope in him, knowing that he will not leave us. He will not forsake us, but he's going to be with us forever. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. God, we give you praise today just for, because you're on our side, because you love us, because you have a plan for us. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace and your love and your kindness to us, God. Lord, we're praying today that you would allow us to walk in mercy, grace, and kindness. And Lord, that you, God, would be with us and you would keep us. And Lord, we pray for all of the prayer lists, for all of our prayer requests, God. And we ask that you would just be in the midst, God, of every situation, everything that's going on. And we thank you for your sweet peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, because you're God. We thank you. We thank you, ultimately, God, that you are with us forever. You said you wouldn't leave us. You said you wouldn't forsake us. You said you would walk with us until the very end. And we thank you for that today. We are so grateful today. We're so grateful. We take this day, God, to just praise you. Praise you first because you're God. Praise you second because you love us. We thank you. We thank you that you are on our side. And God, all those things that we prayed, all of that I prayed earlier, God, we pray again that you would bless and be with each person on our prayer list. God, you would meet each one at their very point of need, person by person, face by face. You would meet them today. And we give you all of the glory, all of the honor. And I pray a special prayer for each person here today under the sound of my voice, God, the need that they have, the prayer request that they have before you, God. that maybe no one even knows about, but you know, because you know all about us. We ask that you would meet them today at that point of need. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.